You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 335. We're continuing in the book of Daniel. We're going back in time a little bit, going back to the son of King Nebuchadnezzar, King Belshazzar of Babylon. And Daniel has a vision, and he's actually speaking in first person on this part. And he describes a crazy vision with animals that coming out of the ocean with wings and heads. And people have been trying to interpret Daniel's vision for thousands of years. And Daniel even provides a meaning to the vision, but he only refers to the meaning as being different nations. And so every 100 years or so, each nation thinks Daniel is talking about them. I mean, if you were to roll back the clock back to the year 1700, you would think Great Britain was the last and final great nation to lead the world. They said the sun never sets on the British Empire. And so you can imagine people reading Daniel thought that Great Britain was the power and that the end times are coming. No one could even have conceived of a United States of America becoming a superpower. And who knows? Maybe there's a nation in the future that is even more powerful than the United States, a nation that has not been created yet. So it's difficult to really determine where Daniel's vision fits in the modern world. But in the meantime, you could sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We're also continuing in the New Testament in the book of 1 John. And as we finish chapter 2, John warns us not to become enemies of Christ. So how exactly do we become an enemy of Christ? If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry. And you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Daniel chapter 7. Daniel's dream about four animals. During the first year that Belshazzar was king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream. He saw visions as he was lying on his bed, and he wrote down what he had dreamed. Daniel said, "In my vision that night, I saw the wind blowing from all four directions. These winds made the sea rough. I saw four big animals, and each one was different from the others. These four animals came up out of the sea. The first animal looked like a lion, but it had wings like an eagle. As I watched, its wings were torn off. It was helped up from the ground, and it stood up on 2 feet like a human. Then it was given a human mind. Then I saw another animal there in front of me that looked like a bear. It was raised up on one of its sides, and it had 3 ribs in its mouth between its teeth. It was told,
'Get up and eat all the meat you want.'
Then I noticed another animal in front of me. It looked like a leopard, but it had 4 wings on its back, and it had 4 heads. It was given authority to rule. After that, in my vision that night, I looked, and there in front of me was a 4th animal. It was terrifying, mean and powerful. It had huge iron teeth and crushed in its teeth whatever it killed. And it smashed with its feet whatever was left. This 4th animal was different from all the other animals I saw. This one had 10 horns. While I was looking at the horns and thinking about them, another horn grew up among them. This was a little horn with eyes like a human. It also had a mouth that was boasting. Then the little horn pulled out 3 of the other horns. Judgment of the 4th animal. As I was looking, thrones were put in their places, and the ancient king sat on his throne. His clothes were as white as snow. His hair was as white as wool. His throne was made from fire, and its wheels were made from flames. a river of fire flowed out from in front of the ancient king. Millions of people were serving him. Hundreds of millions of people stood in front of him. Court was ready to begin, and the books were opened. I kept on looking because the little horn was boasting. I kept watching until finally the fourth animal was killed. Its body was destroyed, and it was thrown into the burning fire. The authority and rule of the other animals had been taken from them, but they were permitted to live for a certain period of time. As my vision that night continued, I looked, and there in front of me was someone who looked like a human being. He was coming on the clouds and the sky. He came up to the ancient king, and the king's servants brought him before the king. The one who looked like a human being was given authority, glory, and complete ruling power. People of every race, nation, and language will serve him. His rule will last forever. His kingdom will last forever. It will never be destroyed. The meaning of Daniel's dream. I, Daniel, was confused and worried. The visions that went through my mind bothered me. I went to someone who was standing there and asked him what all this meant. So he explained it to me. He said,
"The four great animals are four kingdoms that will come from the earth. But after them, God's holy people will receive the kingdom, and they will have the kingdom forever and ever."
Then I wanted to know what the fourth animal was and what it meant. The fourth animal was different from all the others. It was more terrifying with its iron teeth and bronze claws. It was the animal that crushed in its teeth whatever it killed and smashed with its feet whatever was left. I wanted to know about the 10 horns that were on the fourth animal's head and about the little horn that grew there. That little horn pulled out 3 of the other 10 horns. That little horn looked more important than the other horns, and it continued to boast. As I was watching, the little horn began making war against God's holy people and killing them. The little horn kept killing God's holy people until the ancient king came and judged him. The ancient king announced his decision about the little horn. This judgment helped God's holy people, and they received the kingdom. And he explained this to me.
"The fourth animal is a fourth kingdom that will come on the earth. It will be different from all the other kingdoms. That fourth kingdom will destroy the whole world. It will crush everything under its feet. The 10 horns are 10 kings that will come from this fourth kingdom. After those 10 kings are gone, another king will come. He will be different from the kings who ruled before him. He will defeat 3 of the other kings. This special king will say things against God Most High, and he will hurt and kill God's special people. That king will try to change the times and laws that have already been set. God's holy people will be under that king's power for 3.5 years.
Daniel chapter 8, verses 1 through 14. Daniel's vision of a ram and a goat. In the 3rd year that Belshazzar was king, I, Daniel, saw another vision, different from the one I saw before. In this vision, I saw myself in Susa, the king's capital city, in the territory of Elam. I was standing by the Ulai River. I looked up and saw a ram standing at the side of the river. The ram had 2 long horns, one longer than the other. The longer horn appeared after the other one. I watched the ram charge into other animals. He charged to the west, to the north, and to the south. None of the other animals could stop the ram, and no one could save them from his power. He did whatever he wanted, and became more and more powerful. I thought about the ram. While I was watching, I saw a male goat come from the west. It had 1 large horn that was easy to see. It ran so fast, its feet barely touched the ground. The goat came to the ram with the two horns. This was the ram I had seen standing by the Ulai River. The goat was very angry and charged at the ram. As I watched, the goat charged at the ram and broke both of the ram's horns. The ram could not stop the goat. The goat knocked it to the ground and trampled it. There was no one to save the ram from the goat. So the goat became more and more powerful. But at the peak of his power, his big horn broke off. Then four horns grew in place of the one big horn. I could see the four horns clearly, and they pointed in four different directions. Then a little horn grew from one of those four horns. It grew and became very big. It grew towards the southeast, towards the beautiful land. The little horn grew so big that it reached the sky. It even threw some of heaven's army to the ground and trampled them. That little horn became so powerful and sure of itself that it turned against God, the ruler of heaven's army. It stopped the daily sacrifices that were offered to the ruler, and the holy place where people worshiped the ruler was ruined. Because of this awful sin, the daily sacrifices were stopped. Truth was thrown down to the ground. The little horn did these things and was very successful. Then I heard two holy ones talking with each other. One of them asked,
"How long will the things in this vision last? How long will the daily sacrifices be stopped because of the awful sin that destroys? How long will the holy place and heaven's army be trampled down?"
The other holy one said,
"This will last for 2,300 days. Then the holy place will be repaired."
First John chapter 2, verses 12 to 27. I write to you, dear children, because your sins are forgiven through Jesus Christ. I write to you, fathers, because you know the one who existed from the beginning. I write to you, young people, because you have defeated the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know the one who was there from the beginning. I write to you, young people, because you are strong. The word of God lives in you, and you have defeated the evil one. Don't love this evil world or the things in it. If you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. This is all there is in the world: wanting to please our sinful selves, wanting the sinful things we see, and being too proud of what we have. But none of these comes from the Father. They come from the world. The world is passing away, and all the things that people want in the world are passing away. But whoever does what God wants will live forever. Don't follow the enemies of Christ. My dear children, the end is near. You have heard that the enemy of Christ is coming, and now many enemies of Christ are already here. So we know that the end is near. These enemies were in our group, but they left us. They did not really belong with us. If they were really part of our group, they would have stayed with us, but they left. This shows that none of them really belonged with us. You have the gift that the Holy One gave you, so you all know the truth. Do you think I am writing this letter because you don't know the truth? No. I am writing because you do know the truth, and you know that no lie comes from the truth. So who is the liar? It is the one who says Jesus is not the Christ. Whoever says that is the enemy of Christ, the one who does not believe in the Father or in his Son. Whoever does not believe in the Son does not have the Father, but whoever accepts the Son has the Father too. You must continue to follow the teaching you heard from the beginning. If you do that, you will always be in the Son and in the Father, and this is what the Son promised us: eternal life. I am writing this letter about those who are trying to lead you into the wrong way. Christ gave you a special gift. You still have this gift in you, so you don't need anyone to teach you. The gift he gave you teaches you about everything. It is a true gift, not a false one. So continue to live in Christ as his gift taught you. Yes, my dear children, live in him. If we do this, we can be without fear on the day when Christ comes again. We will not need to hide and be ashamed when he comes. You know that Christ always did what was right. So you know that all those who do what is right are God's children. Psalm chapter 136, verses 13 to 26. He split the Red Sea into two parts. His faithful love will continue forever. He led Israel through the sea. His faithful love will continue forever. He threw Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. His faithful love will continue forever. He led his people through the desert. His faithful love will continue forever. He defeated great kings. His faithful love will continue forever. He defeated powerful kings. His faithful love will continue forever. He defeated Sihon, king of the Amorites. His faithful love will continue forever. He defeated Og, king of Bashan. His faithful love will continue forever. He gave their land to Israel. His faithful love will continue forever. He gave it as a gift to Israel, his servant. His faithful love will continue forever. He remembered us when we were defeated. His faithful love will continue forever. He saved us from our enemies. His faithful love will continue forever. He provides food for all living things. His faithful love will continue forever. Praise the God of heaven! His faithful love will continue forever. Thank you, everyone. That was day 334. Join us for day 335, continuing in the book of Daniel. As we finish chapter 8, Daniel will interpret the vision he just had. Just kidding. It's actually the angel Gabriel who calls out from the river that interprets the vision for Daniel. Then we'll move into chapter 9, where we then fast forward to King Darius. Remember the one who threw Daniel in the lion's den? And Daniel does the one thing he should do for his people, and that is to pray. What exactly does he pray about? And the question always on everyone's mind, is God listening? We'll continue in the book of 1 John. Join us to find out who has the right to title themselves the children of God, and the sign God will use to show everyone who his children are, and remove all doubts. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.